He looked down in awe of her bared beauty. Her breasts were perfect and pale. Her nipples were pink and taut, begging him to taste them. He dipped his head down to draw the tip of one into his mouth. Cat groaned at the foreign tickle that made her stomach contract wildly in response to his gentle licks. The sight of him nuzzling her breast warmed her through and through. Groaning, she ran her hand down his spine and over the scars that marred his darker skin. She laid her cheek against the top of his head as her heart pounded. She and her family had taken so much from him that it only seemed right she should give him what she'd never given to another. But more than that, she wanted to know him like this, to feel the strength of him surrounding her, filling her. She wanted to share her body with his. He pulled back from her breast to blow a stinging breath across it before he kissed her again. He was divinity, and she couldn't wait to experience more. Then he slowly lowered them to the floor. Cat ached at the pleasure of him lying on top of her. It really was scrumptious. He slid his hot mouth slowly down her body, licking and teasing every part of her. She shivered every time his tongue touched her skin, and it made her nerve endings dance. Sin smiled at the little twitches and murmurs she made with every caress he gave her. She was exquisite, and he wanted to know every inch of her body. Her fingers and palms danced over his skin, but when she took him into her hand, it was all he could do not to immediately come. He hadn't been with a woman who knew what he was in centuries. Then again, since the death of his wife, he hadn't had any woman who'd known even the most basic thing about him. All of his lovers had been one-night stands, fleeting faces that came and went only when he couldn't bear celibacy any longer. Unlike the others, Cat would still be here when they were finished. She wasn't going to walk out and never return. It made her special, and it made him want to make sure that she had the best time possible in his bed. When she left his side, she'd never be able to say he'd been lacking in any way. Kissing her, he slid his hand over her thigh to the short curls between her legs. Cat gasped as Sin slid his fingers between her legs to touch the most private part of her. Fire shot through her as his fingers stroked her tender folds and found the part of her that came alive at his touch. And when he sank one long finger inside her, she moaned out loud. Sin froze as he felt the impossible. It couldn't be. His jaw dropping, he pulled back to stare up at Cat. You're a virgin?
Yes.
That confused him even more. How? She lifted her chin, and when she spoke, her tone was heavy with sarcasm.
I've never been with a man before.
He rolled his eyes. I know how you're a virgin. My question is, how did you manage to stay one?
I told you. They keep watch on me.
Yeah, but for 11,000 years? Damn, that was extreme.
They're not watching you now.
She traced the line of his eyebrow while a smile twitched at the edges of her lips.
No.
Only you're watching me. Sin still didn't understand it.
Why would you wait all these centuries and then throw it away on a whim? You barely even know me.
Her expression had to be the tenderest one any woman had ever given him, and it made him melt.
I know you, Sin. I've been inside you, and I want you inside me. Is that so hard to understand?
Part of Sin wanted to curse her and the tender feeling she stirred inside him. He wanted to tell her she was nothing and that he didn't need anything from her. The other part of him wanted only to hold her, to crawl into her arms and have her soothe him even more than she already had.